after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And man, oh man, it's the start of a new week. Can we give a hint of that? Yes, man, it's the start of a new week, and that usually means it's the Monday show, which the Monday show is called Hot After Dusk Mondays. Hot After Dusk Mondays is a show where we go on hot news, hot mess, we play some hot music, and occasionally we have some hot interviews. Well, this is one of those episodes where we have all four of those things in one jam-packed episode. So much stuff to talk about. Man, oh, man. And first off, man, I want to go ahead and big ups who we got on our show today. We'll be checking in about 12 minutes. We got my girl Kay all the way in the VA. DMV, which is... I love the DMV. Y'all know how I am. I get about the DMV. When people from the DMV call into the show, I go into a whole nother world because it's so much support that comes from over there. And cannot wait to talk to her. She has a lot of great projects coming out. She already has her promotional EP out called Vis a Vis. And she's also going to be featured in a Fox 43 reality show, I Got This. She'll tell you a little more about that. Anyway, her decided to become an artist, songwriter, actress, and model, and just make a bunch of moves, man, while telling stories, expressing herself, and, hey, just showing some diversity. And, of course, you know, is a award show happening today, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. Let me think on that. I'm sure, yes, an award show happening here today. And it was the BET Awards 2015. And y'all know how I get when it's award shows, especially when I get to watch them from start to finish. What comes in today, you already know. It's time to roast. You're going to get some good stuff and some bad stuff. And I gave everybody a report card yesterday. As far as my report card, I said that I picked 8 out of 13. There was 13 performance sets, I should say. And out of the 13 performance sets, I liked 8 of them. I will give you a card on that later in the show as far as what 3 performances? Well, me, 5 performances. 5 performances didn't make it. So, yes, be ready to get your report card out and see if your report card matches with mine. That'll be a lot of fun. But we will be going down the list of awards. I'll do that here in a minute and kind of just go through the list of awards quickly. We'll get into a little more of that later in the show, too, kind of going deep as far as, oh, do you feel that that person was a good fit for it? A reaction to who won what award and a little more, man. I can't wait. But I tell you what's the top of my news today. Was that this guy has had it coming to him because he continuously trolls. Just him deciding that it was a grand idea to, you know, run for presidency was trolling and all this stuff. It's like a huge troll fest, just him running. And the stuff he's been saying all along, it's just like he's just continuously looking for ways to piss people off. It's driving, it can be causing. But when you're just really reaching and trying to piss people off as much as you can, as fast as you can, it makes people not take you as seriously. And that's the game he's playing right now, and it's really driving people nuts. Who is that person I'm talking about at this moment? I am talking about the guy who no longer had the show on NBC, who had parted ways with them because, you know, hey, dude, we're not feeling that. And if you're going to be our network and you're going to keep talking like this, you're going to affect a huge amount of our audience. And that guy happens to be Donald Trump. Yes, I know. I feel the same way as you guys do. And as far as like with Donald Trump and this, how I feel with the word idiot. I usually try my best to use the word idiot unless it applies. And in this case, it applies very well. This guy decided that, you know, let's go on this whole, you know, some people, they feel very strongly about immigration reform as far as how they look at it or whatever. And that's one thing. And you know what? To be honest, I really, like, if all the different people who said different things throughout the way, people who necessarily want to make it harder for people, for immigrants to come over, I still have never heard things so bad. No, I'm really happy and hard pressed to find someone who has talked so rudely as Donald Trump. This dude made it so vocal to the fact of, you know, he continuously kept poking us. You know, like, you know, you do, and if you have a chance to keep poking at the line, eventually that line gonna try to bite your finger off. Well, this person, Mr. Donald Trump, decided he wanted to poke the line, and that line decided he was gonna bite him back. Sir, no one's not supposed to feel sorry for you. But you continuously did it. It's so ridiculous because let's have a problem with where they're in the first place and what the heck is immigration and immigration reform and all that in the first place, because America was really built on immigration. Think about it. Everyone always has this elaborate story. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Well, if he sailed his ass over here, I bet he was an immigrant, correct? Yeah, okay. Make sure we get the score. So, I'm just so tired of people getting that thing that all of a sudden, because they've been over here long enough, that, oh, yeah, you know, this is ours, so if you come over here, you're an immigrant. And, I mean, because there's some people who are African-American descendants that do that, too. And because we've been over here for a long time, which we took a cruise ship, you know, it was like a cruise, you're sitting there at PAX and whatnot. And it's just ridiculous, man. So, I'm not going to go too much into it, but Donald Trump, congratulations for no longer being NBC. I have been praying it was going to happen. Because I'm like, this dude, he really tries people too much. He gets too racial. So, that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break. This song that we're going to play starting out the show is by our guest for the night, my girl Kay. So, we're going to go to this track with her called Skeptical. After Skeptical, we're going to come into the show and we're going to rock. All right, listen to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J, the Hot of Dust Monday show. Be back. Shout out to Audible.com for supporting the show. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/SediJ, that's C-E-D-D-Y-J, and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/SediJ. SEDDYJ. Again, audibletrial.com/SETIJ, and get started today. Right. So, yes, man, we're going to go ahead and get into the show a little more because I'm excited. Excited when I get people who have good music, like what you just heard, and has a look. It's a great package deal. it make you get behind them. You're like, man, dang, I'm finna like watch a star in the making. This is crazy. So I want to go ahead and welcome to the show, representing for the DMV, my girl Kay. What's up? What's up?
What is up?
I'm glad to have you, man. It's pretty good, you know. I'm having what we call every year around this time. I'm having what I call the BET hangover, award show hangover. So I'm still having that hangover from it. So yes, I will definitely be going in. You know, I gotta throw that at you out of nowhere. What did you think about the awards yesterday?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. It could have been better if I was up there. No, but
no.
It was good. It was good. I liked it.
Did you see any hot mess? Because I mean, I saw. You know, people know me. I take notes all day.
Now you know.
It was outfits, man.
You know.
The clothes.
Yeah, it was pretty. You know. You know how it is, but I was just happy Kendrick won. You know, that's my favorite artist, so Kendrick, woo-woo. Shout out to all the Kendrick fans, so.
Yeah, man, he opened the Diddy. I mean, that was a surprise, really, because, you know, that wasn't traditionally how BET really opens up the award shows. Like, it's usually, it was a lot of flash in the opening, but it was just like, wow, Kendrick Lamar's opening up the BET Awards? Wow, like. We going somewhere now. Okay, I see where we're going, BZ. Okay, BZ.
Exactly. I'm trying to get where he's going. Trying to get where he's going.
Yes. But so as far as great artists, you know, we're talking to one right now. Let's get into, you know, a little bit about yourself as far as, you know, first off, how did you even get started and want to even be in the music industry in the first place?
Well, starting off with me, I did writing mainly, like throughout middle school and high school. I was writing a lot, and I recently just, you know, decided this is, you know, if this is what I really want, I have to go for it. So, you know, I got in the studio, I started recording, and you know, I put all effort into it, you know, and I'm in 100%, and I'm happy, you know.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, as far as that, was it something that you wanted to do since you were little? Because some people, you know, they kind of, it's something they just develop at a certain point in time. But some people, they were little kids, they were thinking about it. Was that necessarily something you wanted to do as a little kid?
Now, I wanted to write. See, being in middle school, you don't really think about like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, be a rapper, you know, at least not in my view. But I was writing, and I loved it. I loved it. I was writing R&B songs. I was writing raps. I was writing everything. And I loved it. And that's where I realized, you know, that's my passion. So when I realized that, it was like, okay, go for your dream. You know, chase what you love and, you know, do it. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, how would you describe your style of music, you know, as far as, and not just your style of music, but your style, the way you dress, everything. How do you sort of describe that for people?
I get that so much. I get that so much. I would say a modern day 90s. Like a modern day 90s. So it's like everything mixed together, you know, and because I listen to a lot of 90s music. And that's mainly like a lot of 90s artists where I get my influence from. So, you know, that's where I basically base it off of, you know, my baggy clothes, you know, my little half shirts and, you know, just the hair, the natural hair. And it's just natural, you know, I love it. And I think that's why a lot of people love seeing it, is because I'm so happy with it, you know, and I'm comfortable, you know? So.
Right. It's just like when I look at your stuff, it seems like that you're trying to be somebody. It's like, yeah, you know, when you kind of in your zone,
yeah,
you kind of take on another person. but not really. It's just an extension of yourself, and that's how it feels with you. It don't feel like we're faking something here.
Yeah, of course not. No, no, no.
Now, on your top five, you know, as far as top five influences, you know, growing up into your craft, who would you say was some of those people that you definitely say, oh, man, that person, I want to be like them someday, or some different type of person?
Okay, this is going to be so awkward. People are probably going to be like, what in the world? But I really, really love R. Kelly. Like, his songwriting abilities is so ridiculous. It's so crazy. Like, I love it. Beyonce, her performing-wise is just amazing. I want to perform like her. She's amazing. And who else? Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu. I love them. I love them. So it's not really too much of, you know, rap people. I mean, I don't know why I don't really, you know, feel it. Like, get too much inspiration from them, but I don't know, like, it's a lot of singers. I don't know why. Maybe because they tell stories, and I like telling stories, and I like, you know, feeling the emotions and everything. So I don't know, like, I just always like really listen to R&B, and you know, I do have my favorite hip-hop artists and stuff like that, but it's just, you know, I get my inspiration from certain people.
Okay, I'm gonna throw you off of this one. Which one's easier?
Uh-oh.
Singing? Oh, no. Oh, I ain't got there yet. I ain't got to the crazy ones yet. which one's easier, singing or rapping?
Okay, now I'm going to say this. I don't do too much singing. I can, you know, do a little bit of singing and stuff, but I really love, for me personally, I really love rapping. You know, that's really what I do. That's my main, you know, I love being able to tell stories through it, and you know, I love rapping, so I would say rapping is the best. The best.
Okay, there you go. I mean, different people are like, well, you know, okay, so yeah, so you try to dodge me earlier. Oh, you tried to dodge me earlier with this one, so you ain't got any names. I know you tried to make some ranks up yourself. You know, what were some styles that you didn't necessarily like as far as clothing-wise at the BET Awards today? Because you tried to dodge my question earlier, and you thought I was going to come back to it.
What should I say? I think, I don't know. I really like everyone's outfit. You know, I really respect everybody's, you know, own style and stuff. So, I don't know. I really don't. Like, I don't know. Like, because when you look at some artists, it's just like, okay, I knew they were going to wear that. Like, I knew they would wear something crazy. I knew they would wear, you know? So it's like, it fits them, you know?
Right.
You
that's a safe answer. You say you at least still say you thought they was crazy. Okay, I'll give you that one. Some people were even dodging even saying that. So I'll let you off the hook with that answer for now. Well, I'll let you off the hook. Period. So you don't have to worry about that one anymore,
you.
But at least I got that much out of you. Alright, so tell everyone about your EP. Like, let them know a little bit about your EP and, like, how long did it take you to do in the title?
Oh.
What made you come up with that title?
Well, my EP has 6 songs. It's really promotional, and I took about, I would say, well, I recorded in the summer, so I would say it took me about 2 months. I would say it took me about 2 months to really, you know, because I was learning recording. I recorded everything myself, so I learned how to record and everything, and I recorded myself in that whole 2 months, which was crazy. And, you know, it was really organic project. I really, you know, recorded everything how I wanted to record it. I wrote all my music and picked out the beat, you know, with certain producers. And, you know, it was a fun process. It was really a fun process to really, you know, get to know myself through my music. So it was pretty cool.
Now, I know all of them are your babies, but which song on there is your favorite?
Ah, you hit me with a hard one. I would say, good one, Sid. I would say skeptical, because that really explains
yes,
really how
favorite.
I feel. You're like, yes, yes. But no, really, I think it explains exactly how I feel right now. Like, when you're moving forward and you're going into the music business, like, you're skeptical, you know, you're scared and stuff, and you have, you know, doubts and stuff, and that's with any dream, with anybody, you know, you're skeptical about it, you're skeptical about stepping outside the box, and I knew I was doing that with this project, but it was a step I was willing to take, you know? So, I'm proud of it. Hello?
All right, we're back. We had a quick technical difficulty there. Getting all right, so, yes, I would say my second favorite song is Date Night.
Date Night, really?
Yes. Man, I don't, it's something about how you played with that song was just, like, spot on for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, Date Night was my second favorite.
You know what's crazy is so many people tell me, like so many girls tell me they love Date Night, like so many women, and they're just like, you know, I love it, like, how did you know, you made a song for girls and stuff, so it was pretty cool to, like, you know, to really, you know, be able to connect with women like that, and it was something I really wanted to bring to light, you know, that stuff like that does happen to women. You know what I'm saying? Like, girls do get played, and we get played, and, you know, y'all should hear about it, you know? So it was pretty cool.
I think, too, is like, because it's, like, the first track, it sets the tone for, like you said, your style where you tell a story. But you tell it in a fun way to where we don't feel like, oh, my God, I'm going to be bored for the next 2 to 3 minutes or whatever. Like, That's what really drew me to that song.
Yeah, like I really wanted to show that girl talk. You know, that girl talk, like, oh no, he didn't, and stuff like that. So it was really cool. It was really a fun song to make and to write and to get into, you know.
Awesome. Now there's another big project you have coming out is on Fox 43. And
yes.
Be out in September, about mid-September. Let everyone know about that project as far as I Got This. What is I Got This about?
Well, I Got This is a reality show that's going to be filmed in Hampton Roads, Virginia. Shout out to all my Virginia people. And, we've been filming for, like, you know, 2 weeks and stuff, so we're getting into it. And I'm excited for everyone to see it. You know, it's definitely going to be something interesting, something worth watching. So everybody tune in. You're going to love it. So, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Now, I told you, she thought I was, like, when I talked to her the other day, I told her we have crazy questions we ask her here from time to time. I hope you was ready. Oh, yeah. So, So I'm going to get three people. Who are your top three celebrity crushes?
Oh, geez. I love Kendrick. If you know me, you know I love Kendrick. I love Kendrick Lamar to death. Like, I just love him. other than that, I don't really have anyone. Like, other than that, I don't really, you know, have anyone I'm really crushing on.
Oh, because you don't want to make Kendrick Lamar jealous, so you keep
yeah, you know,
one.
I gotta.
I'll steal you.
You. Yeah, you feel me? You know, I gotta. Hey, you can't, you know, can't mess up the player's game, you know.
Yeah, you can't kill your vibe. You can't kill your vibe. If you kill your vibe, you get the temper butterfly. You want to do that, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, you see
that one. Okay, another one. As far as, like, what is one of your most embarrassing things has ever happened to you in your career so far?
One of the best things?
Most embarrassing.
Oh, embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. I would say when I first performed ever, I was by myself. You know, people, you know, ditched me. So I was by myself. I chose a place to perform, walked in, and I was so nervous. Like, I was so nervous. I got on stage, you know, and I just kept forgetting words, and I was so nervous, and I'm like, I'm sorry, you guys. Like, I'm just so nervous.
No.
I'm by myself, and I'm scared, you know. So, but, I mean, I finished the show. You know, people were vibing out with me, and, you know, it was a little stage fright, and, you know, people understood. So it was pretty cool. You know, I definitely learned from it, and it was pretty cool, you know. I ended up rocking the show, actually, though. So it was embarrassing, though.
Don't feel too bad. I mean, you've seen this seasoned artists that, you know, they mess up the lyrics. I'm like, dude, how do you mess up this song? Like, this is a classic. The audience knows it before you? Why?
Hey, it gets frightening.
Hey, you get a pass. You know, you coming to your own. We talking about people who've been doing it for decades, someone there forgetting lyrics, they tell them, it's like, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, we even had somebody yesterday that didn't even know what award it won. I ain't going to say no names, but come on, people. Y'all come on the stage. Somebody will tell you what award you won if you came on the stage? Really? Oh, you know.
No.
Let's just put it this way. That person has been nominated for a Cricket Award of the Day already. So I will be getting up.
Oh, gosh.
Right,
hey,
so
my mouth is
shit. In the next 5 years, what can we expect from you?
Next 5 years, you can definitely expect to see me in a whole different platform. You know, I definitely don't stop working, and I plan on progressing. So hopefully, you know, I'll be on your TV and your radios. You know, I have a project. You know, I'm working on right now. So, you know, I have that coming up, where I'm looking for producers as well. So, you know, any producers out there, you know, feel free to contact me. But, yeah, 5 years, I'll probably be saying the same thing. You know, I'm making a project, and I'm ready for everyone to hear what else I got. So, you know.
Well, awesome. Well, I want to say, first of all, just thank you for coming through and just, you know, come through with some great music and a great story and just great, you know, great charisma. I'm all about that. People who come in like that, they have, usually I have watched them leaving this show and they have went on to do some amazing things. And I'm like, God, man, I interviewed that person. So it is definitely a blessing to have had you come through here.
Thank you. And just to let everyone know, you know, stay in contact with me and to keep up with everything I'm doing, you know, feel free to hit me on Instagram. I do talk back to people, you know, I'm friendly, at McKK, Perry. And you can definitely check me out on SoundCloud and YouTube at Michaela Perry. And then Michaela is without the Y.
So.
Alright, do you have any shout-outs you want to make as well?
Yes, shout-out to the whole 757, shout-out to my supporters, shout-out to my family, my friends, shout-out to people listening right now, thank you, shout-out to Chi Chi Beats, shout-out to Robin Wesley Productions, shout-out to Rich, shout-out to Khadija and everyone else, you know, I love you guys, and thank you for everyone supporting me.
No problem. We're going to keep following you. You got us, your family. We appreciate you again. And, heck, on the way, your way out, we're going to have bump a song by you. And, heck, y'all, when we come back, we're going to the part of my show I call the BET Awards Hangover. Let's see, who am I going to go in on? And who's going to get that Cricket Day of Cricket Award of the Day? All right, we'll be back.
Yeah. It's K, baby.
Blessings is what they need.
What they need.
Who out here but me? Competition, what I see. Guess it's no more redemption, cause
it's all me.
I made it with my team, that's all we.
That's all
oh, they mad, tell me when they ain't. Guess when I fly, they get my spot, send a shot my way. But I can't hear what they say, jacking their pay, try to add another tax. Nike told me to do it, so you can't stop the game. Running up in the race, I'm still in first place. About take me away, might be to hurt my face. I'm just living my life, living day by day. Say they ballin' in the game, but you're glad as well.
Ooh, jump,
come on,
Jump,
all my ladies,
jump,
where you at?
Let's go,
Inside out rebels with rhymes that knock your block up. The one and only queen. One love for one team. Them boom boom clocks don't matter. Tell them to bow. Walk with it. Baddest gal up in the top. Hook your tongue, eat it up, eat it under the sheet. CFCS free, primarily wanting to meet. Every word I say, they seem to refrain. You bossy trying to play, and I'ma make you whole pay. When that beat drops down, and I just start to sweat. And you ain't got the inch, wait for so what you try to
jump.
Yeah,
jump.
What's up?
Jump.
Count of three.
Jump.
One. Money coming thick, thicker, less than that is a no-no. Showboat, we'll go out and show once you vote. And that is no joke, that is no joke. Let's take a minute of silence for all you broke folks. And your niggas with selection out they window. Money in your hands, but it's off a child support. It's to my bad bitches, what bad we get better word. They misunderstood my motives like Paula Deen. I'm trying to be my team, I'm trying to chase my dream. I'm chasing time, but I think it's chasing money too. Just with it. All shots on you.
All right, we're back. Welcome back, everyone, to Life at the Dusk Live, Hot After Dusk Monday. And my girl Kay was just in the building. I appreciate having her. It was definitely a great show, great interview. Man, we still got about 20 minutes of the show. Y'all know that the day after the BET Awards, I always have to go in. Well, this year we decided to dub this segment, which I'm thinking I'm getting some good feedback. Maybe I should do this segment. It should be the name of the segment every year from now on. So we are calling it the BET Awards Hangover. Why is it called the Hangover? Because the next day you're waking up, you're going on about your day, and then you kind of still remember some of the crazy stuff that happened. Some of the crazy remnants of what happened from the night before is still there. And that's what kind of happened in the BET Awards. You got people who made kind of late showing of it that kind of got to say some more stuff. And then you got people that just going in. I mean, they're even replaying it now as we speak. Heck, man, new jokes get started at this time. And then also, before I get into the I give a shout out to my girl Chevy. She had a son this morning by the name of Jordan Cartier Clark. Big ups to Jordan Lynn for blessing the world. About to make a takeover. Welcome to the world, sir. And heck, man, it's always great to have the children of our future teaching writing. Let them lead the way. Yes. Oh my God. But BET Awards yesterday, man. Where can I start at? And I'm gonna go because I got some jokes, man. This is what I love about my timeline. Y'all are funny as hell. I thought I was funny, but man, y'all make me look like nothing. Because of some of the stuff I saw on my feed, y'all are hilarious. All right, so I want to make sure I go to. Let's go ahead and check that out now. As we have starting the BET Hangover Awards Hangover. So here we go. First off, let's start the good because we on the Hangover doesn't mean it's not going to be bad news. We're going to give some props too. So before people say, "Oh, this is a segment about hateration," no, not necessarily. But first off, I want to give a shout out to, man, Russell, last name Wilson, came in there, you know, showing up. I like the style, man. It was very dapper. It wasn't taking men back a million years. Sir, you killed the red carpet between you and Floyd Mayweather. You know what? Matter of fact, it was crazy because most of you were killing the red carpet. Were athletes. Big ups to Russell Wilson killing the red carpet. You got another person who killed the red carpet was Floyd Mayweather. Man, his entire suit was sharp, man. I'm like, dang, these dudes are killing it. And that's the end of the day, man. Trust me, guys. When you put on a nice suit, yeah, I mean, even if you're a thug or you got that thug mentality or whatever, when you put on a nice suit, watch how real women act. You know, girls ain't going to really feel it, but the women, they going to be like, good God, who is that in the suit? That's how they're going to feel. Make the women feel that way. And, you know, that's why I have a picture here that has Russell Wilson and Sierra, where Sierra had a nice little dress, had the boob action popping out. And my quote to about 3 hours ago was, Russell is winning for the good guys. Let them know, don't let the smile fool you. We can have the woman you least expect us to have, to least expect to throw us a body party. And if that'll get that little joke, I don't know what to say. I'll tell you one thing, speaking of the awards, let me run through the awards, the people who won awards today and who won them. All right, so best actor was Terrence Howard. Best female hip-hop artist, Nicki Minaj. I got a joke for that in a second. Best male hip-hop artist is Kendrick Lamar. Best new artist was Sam Smith. Lifetime Achievement Award went to Smokey Robinson. The Humanitarian Award went to Tom Joyner. Ultimate Icon Award went to Janet Jackson. The Pandemonium Award went to Chris Brown. Best male R&B pop artist went to Chris Brown. Interviewer's Choice went to Nicki Minaj's Only.
which I told you guys I had some tea about that. So, who gets the cricket award of the day? There's so much mess going on, but I want to say as far as doing the awards, the cricket award of the day goes to no other than Nicki Minaj. Why is the award going to this woman? Well, first of all, she won the Best Female Hip Hop Award, which she won this year. She won 2014. She won 2013. She won 2012. She won 2011. She won 2010. You know, like how we do like in sports, the championships are named after different people, like the Lombardi, the Larry O'Brien Award trophy. I mean, we can go through this, the Stanley Cup. You go to this list forever and ever and ever. Those are the obvious names of the people. And you just because that person, Tim, that got the award a million times. Is it just safe to say that we need to start for BET? Can we just start calling it the Nicki Minaj Best Female Hip Hop Award? And stop giving to Nicki Minaj every year and give it to somebody else and just say, hey, by naming the award that we're still giving Nicki Minaj credit, because it gets to the point where I'm like, God, we're going to get so bored of this. We know you're going to win every year. And then the reaction every time is gets like, okay, you won. Oh. But then that wasn't really what got her the Cricket Award. When she, the Viewer's Choice Award, which is an award given to fans, this woman did not know. When it was time to go to the stage, I'm pretty sure to go to the stage, hey, you just won this award. When she went to the stage, she was unaware that she won the award. Can we back the heck up and say, man, what the heck just happened? Seriously, how do you not know what you want, what you're going up there for? It looks really bad, and it's like, oh, my God. Can somebody put at least on the teleprompter to let her know, hey, this is an award you won, ma'am. I mean, I was unaware that you had to be told that, but, God, really? You came on the stage doing that crap? Hey, you taking those 10 steps back, man. It's ridiculous. I'm going to tell you now, a lot of people, this is one thing that's been very polarizing in best male hip-hop artists. Best male hip-hop artist who won was Kendrick Lamar. We had people going back and forth and arguing because some people say, yeah, Kendrick Lamar deserves it, or some people say, you know, got this big thing about J. Cole. He didn't have any features on his album. He had a platinum album, and he didn't get a BET award. Okay, people, get out of your feelings because it'd be different if he lost to somebody like Soulja Boy in that category. He lost to Kendrick Lamar. Yes, I understand if you like Kendrick Lamar better, or if you like J. Cole better than Kendrick Lamar. When you got those two are going against each other, that's a really good conversation that you got to pick between those two. That's why I keep telling you about the state of music industry. Is not like how people make it seem to be. And we tend to go to this every year every decade, another decade goes, oh, that music sucks. You know, me, as a person who studies the music, I tend to be a person that you take the good with the bad. There's always been bad music in every era. And I mean every era. Sometimes I'm like, wow, this was a hit? And that's crazy. I mean, that happens in every era, but it's like if you were necessarily in that era, you're like, well, if you're in the newer era, you're like, you get to newer era, people are like, I don't know, I don't really feel that one. But it's like, come on, like, everyone says this every year. They make this claim that the music industry is, end of the day, it's on y'all. It's the consumer. Don't be mad at the music industry. Be mad at the consumer. And don't just be mad at the consumers. Sometimes be mad at the powers that be that only let certain stuff get out there. And there's plenty of good music. If you wait for the radio to tell you what to listen to, You wait for the FM, AM radio to tell you what song to listen to, then that you're part of the problem. Be a person, be an explorer when it comes to music. Go through the list. I mean, when that comes to me, I listen because of the independent artists that I deal with all the time. I get a bunch of different music I get to listen to. When it comes, and since I'm part of Verdico.com, because of them, I get a bunch of new stuff. I hear a lot of new stuff before it even comes out, and we kind of feel, you know, a bunch of big music pool of people kind of filling out, oh, do we really like this? People like Red Shades and came in here. Yes, she's on the BET Awards, but she's making moves. And why take a move? Because she went through different outlets, and she didn't have to count on certain outlets. And then when you keep moving in your lane, people are going to take notice. Red Shades, by the way, the woman who was directing the BET Awards yesterday, MC Light, ended up picking her up and putting one of her tracks on her compilation series. So it just goes to shows. You got to listen to independent artists. Stop waiting for the radio to tell you who is all right to listen to. You do that, you will be stuck. All right, so hold on. Let me go to my phone lines. I see that the phone lines lighting up. I think that the first one is Chevy. What's up, Chevy?
Hi, sweeties. How's everybody doing?
All right, you know, we survived at the BET Awards hangover.
Yeah, I didn't see it last night, but I've seen enough of the memes and heard some of the comments to have seen it, I suppose. You know how Facebook do, tell everything. Can't hold water.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, it's actually on as we speak, too. I was going to watch it again. I watched a little bit of the beginning, like the beginning of Kendrick Lamar, the way he opened the show. I watched the opening of the show like three times. Kendrick Lamar, he went in.
I haven't seen him. I would like to see him. Let me see if I can find it then. You know,
yeah,
I had the baby
boy,
today, so I'm in the hospital.
In the Bad Boy reunion, that was Crunk. I mean,
yeah.
It was a lot of great stuff. Patti LaBelle coming back, putting on a seminar. Patti came to put on a seminar, singing seminar yesterday. Smokey.
Did Janet come
Smokey,
out?
Coaching the kids. What's up?
Did Janet come out yet?
Did Janet come out? Janet came out, but she didn't come out. She came and said it except for the award, but everyone's just wondering, oh, man, she going to perform? Now, people,
aww,
come on. Y'all know that
okay.
Tour is coming. See, and I like how she did. That was actually a smart move because it built the anticipation up for you to get ready for that tour she's putting on. So I think that was a really smart move by BET and Janet because that was a good teamwork effort.
Yeah.
Hey, Janet, we're going to look out for you. We're going to make him anticipate and say, hey, you got to go buy it.
I know that's
right. Alive. So,
okay.
I guess to help you smart. But again, congratulations to you bringing your child in the world. You know, the children
thank
of Rashid.
Thank you.
Teach
yeah,
them
we call
ready.
The
let them
thank
lead
you.
The way.
Yeah, he up here asleep, snoring now, looking. Yeah.
Oh, man. I was doing some of that before the show. Get my snow on.
Yes, he is. He is just a joy. And thank y'all for being with me, praying with me, and just, you know, still being there. Because, you know, some people feel like you have a baby. That's it. It's over. It's never over. Never over for me. Still trying to go to work. Greg fucking at me now. I said, what's on the agenda this week? He's talking about you getting some rest.
I am proud
of you guys. I'm looking forward to things. I'm going to do right. I mean, if I'm going to be up anyway, so. It's nothing new, you know. But no,
whatever.
Thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all's
no
support. I love y'all so much. Okay.
Love you too.
All right, babe. Huh?
All right. I'm going to check my phone. I see we got somebody. That person from Tampa. I got one guess on this one. So either I get it right or I get it wrong. I'm going to be right. I know I'm going to be right on this one. This got to be my boy, DJ Snow Soul. Good. Am I correct?
Yeah, you know you got about 300,000-400,000 fans down here in TAMPA, man. I might just be some old VIP, but you know.
It's crazy. I used to be an ass fee. It's like now I got people down there. It's like, wait a minute, wait.
You got people down in 8-1, Trey. What to do, Mr. Baby Powder Fresh?
Another much man over here surviving the BET Awards hangover. Had a very beautiful guest in on the show, Kate, my girl. Oh, it's my name is Kay over in Virginia. Got a chance to talk to her. Man.
Yeah, like, I'm going to have to listen back to
her. I and Red Shades in the same room, I lose my mind.
Congratulations to your homegirl right there. You know what I'm saying? Bringing a new spud up into this big bag of potato chips. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's shit. Having a baby, ain't never in the job till shit. They get off your insurance nowadays. That's 26.
Insurance. Yes, sir.
But, you know, my thing about the BET Awards, now, truthfully, you know, I don't see how people still watch the BET Awards because, ever since it sold Black Entertainment Television, it's no longer Black Entertainment Television. So, yeah, they're going to keep the only thing that made that station interesting is an award show. But they're not going to make it an award. It's a performance show. If you notice,
yeah.
You know, that's all they do is just bring people there to dance and bop around, and then they give out 5 awards. It's not like the Oscars.
I counted. Let me see how many.
Or the Grammys.
I counted, as far as what they gave out physically, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's my whole point. You can
10,
count.
And 10, you can't really say 10 because you can really only say 1.
So they gave
1,
the multiple
2,
to the
3,
same artist.
7. Well, not even that, you know, because I mean, not saying I'm dissing the lifetime achievement, but as far as awards aside of lifetime achievement, humanitarian, and ultimate icon, there was only seven other awards they gave out. Like, there were cut down the amount of categories they've done. Like, they used to do athlete and all that stuff.
Ever since Black Entertainment Television, I'm not talking about BET, I'm talking about Black Entertainment Television, ever since they dropped that off of the actual, you know, logo and title and everything, that ought to make people be like, well, okay, we know it's not Black Entertainment Television no more. It's just television. It's just another TV channel. It has nothing to do with Black people. It's not catered towards Black people. We're not even in mind. You know what I'm saying? And if them award shows wasn't generating the type of revenue that they were, believe you me, they would pull that crap and replace it with something else. You know what I'm saying? But because, you know, we keep falling for these silly-ass artists, you know, getting up on here all looking the damn same, sounding the same, and we wondering why you like the sound, because everybody sounds the fucking same, you know. And so that's why you get a Rich Homie, you get a Migos, you get a Future, you get all these same cats that get up on stage, and all of them sound the same, and then you wonder why they get an award.
To be fair, as far as the awards this year, you didn't necessarily get those type of artists. The hip hop awards, you don't get those ones. I can't really say because that's when these BS
get all the bullshit. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
when
Soulja Boy
get
a damn award. Like Soulja Boy, I heard you say that earlier. Like Soulja Boy, like even if he would have got one at the BET Awards, like. Nigga, you ain't did shit since Woo, Watch Me, You, Superman, that shit out of here.
Right, but as far as this year, I would say that I gave a report card, and I told you I was going to give them the answers of my report card was 8 out of 13, there was 13 performances, I picked 8 that I liked. That's actually not bad. Like, usually, I'm sitting here like, God, man, like, these performances suck. But I actually liked 8 out of 13. That is a record for me. Out of the past 5 years, I'm hard pressed to get to 8 out of 13.
And they didn't have Miley Cyrus come working on stage.
They had Robin Thicke and Kelly perform during Smokey Robinson tribute, but they didn't have any like white people doing their own performances, so that was like different. And then this year, the only person that won an award that was white was Sam Smith. But you know what? Sam Smith didn't really bother people too much. It was like, all right, it wasn't no Justin Bieber type or Iggy Azalea.
Because he's an actual artist.
He was
dealing
with
an actual.
Yes.
He's an actual artist.
This year was a completely different show. I liked it because, like I said, it's 8 out of 13. I bet. I mean, Kendrick Lamar opened up the show. Great choice over the show, and he killed it. You had great lyricism. It still had good show presence. When you still can have that and still have good lyricism, you are putting on a good show, and you are starting the BET Awards the way it should have been started every year. Like, we know what's coming every year, man. It'd be driving me nuts. Janelle Monáe and Zidane, they performed next. That was the next one I liked. Great performance. Chris Brown, Tiger, and Marion wasn't still on that one. That was one I wasn't feeling.
The Weeknd, Alicia Keys,
that was a trash performance.
What?
Alicia Keys, bro.
They did a duet or something?
She was just cracking, bro. She was cracking more than Cracker Jack.
Wow.
I was like, you know what? Okay. All right, Alicia, we can't handle this. You start cracking. When the piano can't save you all day. If you ain't singing like you used to, you know, it is just bad. I mean, it was just really bad. Alicia, you better
not. I'm not a Puff Daddy fan at all. I mean, at all.
The Bad Boy Virginia, I liked it, but Puff Daddy, that fall was hilarious.
That was the only. I'm talking about all that I seen. Brother, I didn't even know it was a BET Awards,
man.
And it wasn't for
the
Puff
fall
Daddy.
Happened.
And that fall, bro. I'm talking about. But my boy held it like a G. I'm not a P. Diddy fan. But he handled that like a G. I'm talking about that reminds me, you know how when you be walking down the sidewalk or something, I'm talking about you trip up on yourself, but you got it, you know, you recover so smooth that
yes,
it makes you laugh. You know what I'm saying?
I did that on a snow day. There was like a little broadcast I was doing as I was walking. It was I'm walking to the store to go get the computer I have now. On the level, the last one I have now, I walked to the store to get it. And in the snow, because it was a bunch of snow on the ground, and I fell into this snowy ditch, and I cleared that path so smooth, I jumped out of the ditch quick as heck. Like, people were like, dang, he fell, but somehow he picked up quick.
Now, this is my other thing. Why in the hell would you have a hole in the middle of the damn catwalk where people have to first enter on stage? Who designed something that
stupid? That's a bad thing because, you know, the little entrance that little Kim came through, wow, mama, what's it be, huh? No, she came through that. So because they were trying to plan that, that's father's demise. What happened to him, the exact same spot you said.
Or she came through that same little spot or something?
Yes. That was the same spot she came through.
That was some dumb shit there. I mean.
That's what happens on nigga night.
But I'm saying now, at the same time, though, you know when you walked, he had to step over the hole when he walked onto the stage, right?
But it wasn't a hole yet. He fell through.
I'm saying, before he even got on stage, wasn't that already done?
Yeah, that was already done. Yeah, you should have known better.
Right, because he had to walk around it or over it. You know what I'm saying? When he first came in and started doing it.
Yeah, that's on him.
Yes, that's on him. He just turned around trying to be cool and smooth, but I'll be that shit took so goddamn.
Smokey should be. Smokey was giving out. He had me smoking, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Smokey had me crying, bro. I was feeling some type of way.
Oh, with his singing.
Man, what he was just talking about, dude. Like we were talking about with singing, I started thinking about my grandma. I was like. But I was like, you know what, I can't do the smoke. I can't do this with you right now. So, got me in my feelings, dude. Nick, what are the other poems I didn't feel? Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill, Whack. I like Meek Mill's in different something, but I was not feeling that performance. Whack. Empire, I like the show, but I hate watching it being performed. Can we just keep this on the show? Seriously.
Right.
Drip, I did not need a live performance of that. Can we keep it on the show? I'm cool with it on the show. I don't like it. I don't like watching it at the awards. It's not cool. Big Sean came hard this year. Like, I was very thrilled with it. You see Big Sean kind of, but he was very good. Jen Jackson Trippy was hot. Yeah, it was killing it. Brim Nation, that's my favorite song. So I was over here, doing the move, march and all that. Harry LaFell put on the seminar. That's what I was feeling. Shout out to Patty.
Big Crit. What about Big Crit? Did he show up?
No, he didn't perform. The last performance was Fetty Wap. So, yeah. It really wasn't. Like, and now people can easily see why I said AI-13, because it's like, okay, really, when you think about it, the performances this year wasn't wet. It was very, they were very wet, the performances this year, but only have five that I didn't like. I had a 13, that is impressive, and the eight that you picked were actually really, really good performances, so big ups to that. Wild BZ. If they can keep, and that's the thing, whoever helped the awards this year needs to do it every year, because that's what we like. We like to see variety, yet give us good taste in variety. But I'll tell you them clothes that he was wearing. I don't know what happened to Bobby Valentino, you know, because in speaking of which, they
said. Wait, Bobby Valentino was there?
Yes, man, I'm forgetting on him.
His old ass, I mean, I ain't heard from that nigga since.
Dude,
what that damn song was.
He came in looking like an extra character on Street Fighter, dude.
Wait, stop. Please tell me he is not the nigga that they took a picture of with some all-white, Luke Skywalker Return of the Jedi outfit with some gold Michael Jackson boots on?
Yes, this dude. Well, that was a
was
kid,
that him?
Yeah.
No, man, they got a picture of some nigga with them same boots that Michael Jackson had on in Remember the Time. But them bitches, he has them all gold type boots.
Yes,
like
that was Bobby Valentino.
Come on, brother.
Yes, my favorite. Everyone said, they said my caption killed. They said when I put my caption up on that, that was it.
Right.
That
was valid. That
my
was
caption
by
said,
valid. No,
you
want to
support
man.
Marriage equality with a hint of Spartan. Like, this
dude
is doing too much.
Come on. And he wore that to the awards.
Yes. They got him to perform.
Oh my lord! Well, I mean, that was in Hollywood, right? Wasn't that filmed in Hollywood?
Yeah, it was filmed in Holly, Peckerwood.
Oh, that ain't Hollywood, because you know Hollywood, you can get away with that. You can wear all kind of, you know, come looking
like
Prince.
It looked like a Power Ranger. Go, Power Ranger!
I mean, I. I swear he was the black Luke Skywalker off of the first Empire Strikes Back. I mean, just that outfit. That Skywalker outfit from the first Empire Strikes Back. Straight up.
Give him that lightsaber first, people. Oh my
and
God.
Remember the time Michael Jackson boots on. Come on, people.
I mean, the Shadow Man from what's called The Princess in the Fall, the Black Disney movie, as they call it. They was like based in New Orleans. Or the people said he was about to sign the Declaration of Independence. Oh my God! Like this dude.
Hey,
I mean, that was just a taste of the whackness that happened with fashion yesterday. But as far as going to on a good note on the way out, I want to say big up to Kyle Joyner, who won the Humanitarian Award. And I was talking about how, you know, my point that I made yesterday was thanks to being one of the black radio broadcasters who used the power of his voice to give back. The people are listening,
right.
So the question is, what are you saying when they are when they are listening? So yes, my whole thing to all my fellow black broadcasters like myself and you, man, like that's what it's all about. Use your voice, the power of your voice to do three things. If you do these three things, it will make you that much stronger. Entertain, educate, and empower. If you can do those three things, you're doing your freaking job.
Yeah, that's real. That is real.
If you can't do those you gotta be great at all three to be in the conversation.
All
right. I mean yourself, I boasted you for a second. I mean, people see you do the YouTube streams or the Facebook streams, wherever. You're out there in the community, you're spinning music, and you're trying to empower, and you're out there promoting local black businesses, showing love to them, and showing love to local artists there. That's what it's all about. Like, you got the people's ears, so what are you doing with that power?
Right.
And you make sure, and you're doing those three things. Educating people on different stuff that people don't want to talk about, but it's necessary for us to talk about. You entertain them, you act as a fool, but you play some great music and all that stuff. And then you empower them by educating them and then let them know that, hey, it's all right to be yourself and not feel like, oh my God, I'm going to get chastised for being myself.
Well, yeah, you know, and at the same time, I mean, as far as me, like, coming back and doing the radio full stream, I mean, it's just been a challenge for me because, you know, once you do something and you come and you take a break from it, when you come back, you know what I'm saying, you have to, it's like a challenge to do it even better.
Yes.
You know, so it's like, when I got so many ideas, but I don't want to do the same format. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I still want to do the same
right.
type of show. But it's like, you know, I did all of the cursing, you know what I'm saying, as much as I possibly could. And, you know, I see the grown man, you know what I'm saying, so to speak, you know what I'm saying, come out now. And, you know, and it's a part of growing up in life. But that's the difficulty about getting back into something that when I first, you know, 2009, we just took it as something like a play toy. Like, this was just, you know, getting our views out and meeting new people and, you know, getting the artists out there, getting interviews, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, this flip, the second go around, you know, the second time around, you know, really it's time to, even though you've been in it constantly, you know what I'm saying, since we started. You know, and you see where it's taking you. You see how it's gotten you to the red carpet events. You've seen how it's gotten you to meet you know, real models and real top artists and people, you know what I'm saying, in the industry that's really trying to do stuff, such as Red Shades, that, you know what I'm saying, meeting face to face, you know. So for me, when I'm talking about getting back into it, I want to do that, but I mean, I really want it on a, like, a real professional level. Like, you really gonna know, like, yeah, that's a real radio show, you know what I'm saying? Not this bullshit what? That you hearing on FM and AM with the same, you know, with radio show hosts with no personality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's,
it's like this. They don't get to, it's something that I know, that you know they're great, but once they're in that realm, they can't, they're like, okay, you can't be yourself anymore. Click. And I
yeah,
hate
but you
that.
Can. You
like
just, you know, you just, like
I
say,
that cage.
You have to, you just have to know. You see, it's like me. I had a lot of my friends, you know, when they asked me, you know, what's up with you in the radio station? I said, yeah, I'm still doing my thing. But they really want me to kind of change up the rawness of it, because
right.
they can see a further outlook of me being actually on radio.
Yeah,
on FM.
I mean, that's the thing. Like you said earlier, you were saying that, you know, we kind of took, and I mean, I kind of, it's like, yeah, I won't even say that we didn't necessarily take it seriously, but we didn't realize the power of what we were doing was that
right.
great.
Wow.
Like, whoa, like, we're really setting a foundation for something that is much bigger than us. That's what's so scary about it.
And I know I can listen back to one of them shows. I said, and I'm still saying that FM, AM radio is going out the door and out the window. You know, and internet radio, online radio is the new thing. You know, that was 2009.
They were waiting for us to pick something first, and then they wait for us
right.
to do it, then they finally do it.
That was 2009, before smartphones and before, hell, before cell phones had online capabilities like they did. Which is crazy. We saying that, you know, it was only, what, 6 years ago. But, yeah, that wasn't out. Nobody had an app for Blog Talk. You know what I'm saying? Nobody had an app for your website. You know what I'm saying? And if it was, it wasn't out there in the mainstream like it is now. There wasn't a Twitter. There wasn't the Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't none of that. We was on, what, MySpace?
Yeah, I mean,
back then, I think.
It wasn't that Facebook and Twitter wasn't out. Really, 2009, Twitter just started around 2009, as far as when I really got on it and stuff. And then Facebook Facebook moved it right before they got to that point where they were, you know, where they started going the artist route and everything. So that was what made it, like I said, that's what made it different too.
Right.
But,
now it's more accessible. You know, now it's just so accessible. Everybody got, you know, the cheapest phone you got, you know what I'm saying, got online capabilities and you know what I'm saying, can pick up, you know, all you got to do is be able to install an app. And now they got, you know, where you can create your own apps, you know what I'm saying, for your own platform and stuff. You know, it's time. It's really time. You know what I'm saying? Because now time has caught up with itself, which is, you know, it's a lot of things in life, you know what I'm saying, that I can speak for me personally, you know what I'm saying, that keeps me stagnant. It's like, because, shit, if you always ahead in the race, you know what I'm saying, it's like, fuck, man, you know, who the hell am I racing against? You start looking around like, who the hell are you racing against, you know? And I've
right.
been in this game, I mean, for a long time, you know, thank you God, you know, ahead of the game. But now, you know what I'm saying, 2015, shit, I've been looking back on YouTube videos, and I seen, you know, videos when the movie Sunshine came out. You know, my homeboy MB Promotions and Third World, I interviewed these cats way back then and forgot. I'm talking this before we even, you know, kicked it. You know, now we kicking it, and now it's kind of flipped because, you know, MB, my homeboy MB Promotions, he into doing the promotion things. the artist I had interviewed then in Third World, now he done stepped his game up and he really doing his thing. But like I pointed out to him, I say, man, I was doing shit so advanced, you know, recording and doing the YouTube thing way back then. You know, I had no idea until now, and I see other people doing it, and they making such a big deal out of it. It's like, really? Like, we've been doing that. Like, that's new? You know, and cause it's just cause we've been doing it so long. It's even like people now when they talk about, I be listening. You know, I flip through and listen to the show hosts on him. You know, and some of them might act like, you know, like it's something. It's like, oh wow, this is the greatest thing since Swiss cheese. But it's like, well, hell, we've been cutting the cheese, no pun intended. You know what I'm saying? For years. You know, and it's like, wow, y'all just getting on to it. And I don't want to say burnt out, because you really can't get burnt out. You know what I'm saying? So we haven't even touched the surface of where we can really take this to. You know what I'm saying? And the meet as well, the meeting up in Las Vegas and doing things like that. We haven't even gotten into real heavy simulcast and linking shows up. You know what I'm saying? And really doing that, which we seen that was just stupid. You know what I'm saying, with the amount of participation that we got and the listenership, that, you know what I'm saying, how that got, you know, built up. But to do something like that on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying, link shows up and just bring everybody's shows and platforms together. You know, all that stuff is futuristic. That's setting a precedent, because what's going to end up happening is, as soon as the FM and AM radio start, you know, figuring out, like, damn, all my revenue is coming off of online, because, duh, you got Texas wanting to hear you, got Ohio wanting to hear you, California, Washington, Australia, New Zealand, the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying, all these other places that now have access to your one little 100 square mile radius radio station, you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah. You should see that more revenue is coming offline, you know, offline. I mean, exactly. Online than it is offline. And then they're gonna start trying to.
Like, even satellite radio system, a while to get that. They were,
yeah,
know,
and they
were,
try, and even still now. I mean, I hate listening to the radio
because they
downplay
to listen online.
Yeah, and they downplay it. Every radio station now got a website for their radio station. But when you listen to them, they rarely push the website, or they don't say listen to us live off of the webpage. They still try to keep that, you know, that local airwaves up.
But then they're like, we want to still remind you that we're on FM, you know, like that. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I
and
know,
even,
I say,
even
I
say,
but you know, the stage that had the game, the sports radio, because I noticed that, like, I listen to the sports radio show every day. They really are very vocal about their app, about the now, and it being on a series, and they really bring that up as far as, yeah, they're on the FM AM, FM AM, but they mainly push their online stuff, and a lot of you don't catch that teaser. You got to do that, because that's where people are at. They're online anyway, so you got to be able to draw them back where they're at, recent where they're at.
Well, I mean, you got to catch up with technology. You know what I'm saying? That's just point blank period. You have to adapt, you know, and step into the now. So even if you're an AM station, like WTMP, what we have down here, WTMP is AM 1150. What pisses me off about them, even though you're on an AM format, they don't push, because they still stuck in the 50s, 60s mind state. They still stuck in a AM mind state, instead of not worrying about that and pushing the fact of, download our app off of iTunes. Download our app off of anybody who's streaming our station to hear our station in HD quality.
Exactly. And that's the thing. If anybody spent doing that, is the AM stations.
It's the AM stations.
Because
it's like,
they need, because they're about a lower quality, it has a lower quality frequency. And so I would think you want to push where it's even stronger.
I would personally, if I could get an AM station just because, A, I know it's cheap.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's cheap. It's less regulated, you know what I'm saying, because it's AM. But then I wouldn't even care nothing about that. I would use it just for, you know what I'm saying, rebroadcasting to my online audience.
Exactly.
And using my website for that digital conversion, because I know trying to listen to me, you know what I'm saying, over the regular radio, you're not going to get it. But I can pull up WTMP right now through iTunes in radio, and I'm talking about it's HD quality, the best I've ever heard the shit in my life. But they don't push the damn app. They don't push iTunes in radio, which they probably don't even know, because it's just so old school in the mentality, and don't want to bring in new blood, you know. Which that's what that just brings it back to a problem with us as black people. You know what I'm saying? When the older people have to get the fuck out the way, you know, to make room for the new generation. But we don't have that. We got, you know, old people just want to stay stuck on stupid. Don't want to teach the new school. You know, and then wondering why, you know, your new school is lost and don't want to carry on the old traditions, because we don't teach and pass on our old traditions. White folks good at that.
Exactly.
You know, they good at passing stuff on, you know, and majority of the time it ain't good, because they passing on ignorance, but they still passing something on. You know, you need to learn some things from other people, certain things, not everything. Some things you can take from certain people and apply, you know. And that passing on of knowledge of materials, which we don't do. You know, we got a wheel that's made up, and half the people don't even have wheels made up. I mean, I can probably count on my fingers as many people I know that's got a wheel made up right now. And I am one of them, because I made up, you know, the will for my mother, you know, a living will and testament. Because people, you're going to die. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck cares? You're going to die on this bitch. I'm going to die. You're going to die. You know? So it's always good, you know? And it's not, oh, well, I don't want to think about death. No. That's called being responsible, because you already know the end game. And once you know the end game, prepare for it. You always should prepare for your end game. You know,
right.
and for whoever's in your life, that's called being responsible. It's irresponsible on a daily basis when I go into the fucking stores down here and I see a jar on top of the goddamn counter talking about donations for fucking Ray Ray's funeral, or donations for Baby G's funeral, because you motherfuckers didn't have no goddamn life insurance to bury these damn people. Or to bury your son when you know he running around, and you found a gun in his drawer, but you don't go out and take life insurance out on him. You know that, and
right.
that'd be a problem. That's a problem with us as black people, and I'm gonna speak for at least Tampa. You know, I can't speak for nobody else, but Tampa, you can do a survey, and I guarantee you, the majority, and I'm going to say the large majority of black folks living here in Tampa, Florida, do not have life insurance, do not have a living will and testament, do not have any kind of plans for their elders, you know, except for, oh, something happened to grandma, we're going to throw her in a damn nursing home and wait till she passed away. And hopefully she left us something.
Exactly. Well, bruh, we got to go ahead and go on now. But before I do, I got to remind everybody, we have listened to the show with a million places. And yes, unlike some of the FM, AM places, I do mention all the places we're at. You can listen to us at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. You can listen to us on TuneIn Radio app. Yes, you can. The TuneIn Radio app. Just type in Dustfly Radio Network. We're on Stitcher. The Stitcher app. Type in Dustfly Radio Network. We're also on iTunes. Type in Dustfly Radio Network and Dustfly.com. So, you, I mean, people, that's how, and that goes for everybody's business. Do that, man. Be prepared and have yourself spread around. So they let them know how they can, as far as your show comes on, and how they can support you.
Well, y'all can check out the Trilateral Commission Radio Network, www.tlcrn.cl. That's for every show that's affiliated with myself, Reggae the Game Radio. So that encompasses Reggae the Game Radio, the Dust Spot Live. That encompasses Goofy Bone Radio, Miss Computer Ladies Show, and anybody else who got a show out there that wants to get down and have and be featured on the website. You know what I'm saying? Because that's another thing too. You have to, you know, we got to start drawing our people to one central location. You know what I'm saying? So we could, you know, so for ease of access. So to have them, everybody running around, you know, all these different places, you know, one place. You know, Dust Spot Live, or you know, you can go to TLCRN, or you know, it's some key places, but you know, you can find us all over the place. Just www.tlcrn. That's Trilateral Radio Commission Network. That's what we're about, you know, networking and promoting independent artists. Boy, DJ Smells So Good out of 813 Tampa, Florida. Reggae the Game Entertainment. Uh-huh. This is what we do. Shouts out to Miss John New, Miss Red Shades 2, and all the independent artists, you know what I'm saying, out there doing it real big for, you know, for your calls, for the indie calls. Shouts out to DJ Party Time, too, because it's what we do.
All right, y'all. We're going on that. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or well, there's a U, there is a way. Rolling on that, everybody. You listen to Life of the Dust Live. Yeah.
There we go. Turn off BET, goddammit.